Keep telling them on like the 10th through 15th one that these niggas ain't listening to me. I just keep ticking, no, don't matter to me.
If you feel down on your luck, well, let me talk to you. It don't matter to me, could float or walk, man. This the dark side, rapper apartheid. Knowing I'm an MC, though, this a murder ride. Gas tank is empty, though, yeah. I can say peace, you can say peace. I'm so New York that I'm still praying for day and peace. And Griselda, cause I'm an elder, and I so dope when these niggas was playing Zelda. Now it's Fortnite, my shit is Fortnite. Run up to Fort Knox, four cop with foresight. Or maybe I got five sight. Got my six sense and a seven, nigga, I'm godlike. Smoke an eight, holding a nine, nigga, the hard life. Always sleep next to a dime, nigga, the mob life. Rubber bands on the Benjamins, gun in the holster, the middle finger's my sentiment. I'ma chuck the deuce if we cool, I'm still a gentleman. If you get cool with the snakes, you let the venom in. If you get cool with the rats, you get the same sense. Pause, nigga, no cop talk or dick talk. This is dirty block, filthy rich talk. Know the feds getting they picks off. Niggas heard you getting their bread, they let the clip off. Bitches heard you getting their bread, they suck the dick off. Nigga, I ain't mopping the floor, but this is swift. No liquid on the floor, but it's liquid on the floor. When we count it up, ashes and liquor on the floor. Yeah, the lower homie skinny, but the blicker by the door. You can fuck around, holding your ticker by the door. Look in your kid's eye, in your watch hands. You ain't really got the time to play with the locks, man. I'm a locksman, now to pick the lock in. Shoot the Glock like a dirty cop in the cop land. No liquid on the floor, but it's liquid on the floor. When we count it up, ashes and liquor on the floor. Yeah, the lower homie skinny, but the blicker by the door. You can fuck around, holding your ticker by the door. Look in your kid's eye, in your watch hands. You ain't really got the time to play with the locks, man. I'm a locksman, now to pick the lock in. Shoot the Glock like a dirty cop in the cop land.
So hard to chew.
That was Styles P for you guys. Peace and blessings, and enjoy this morning, 420 Saturday edition. For those of you who celebrate, and if you do, don't go smoking weed and driving. I hate when people do that. In 2 years, I'll be doing the same thing. But for now, it's just coffee and music. Peace. Gotta get off this paper.
Peace and blessings. It's NBA playoff day, Saturday morning. Happy 420 for those of you that are celebrating. We got the bacon going. Hi, baby.
Hi.
Got that bacon going. You hear it popping? We're going to make some eggs. I'm washing dishes.
Oh, yeah, the tops.
Yep.
Here's Do you want me to put a touch of syrup on each one?
I'd be down with that.
Some maple flavor.
I'd be down with that. Hell yeah. Yep, making a little breakfast. It's playoff day. It's like Christmas morning. Yep, we got our players in.
Hold on, Charlie.
Charlie smelling that bacon. Here you go, baby. Yep.
Just a little drizzle.
So, yeah, we got some content coming. Got the Collectivo coffee. Do you need another shot, babe, or you good?
Oh, yeah.
One more? Okay. I'm gonna collect Chivo coffee. Where's your cup, babe?
It's in the living room.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm gonna cut up. There we go.
Do you want more cream?
Fresh? Yeah.
Okay. What did you say about slow rolling something?
The shallot's done.
The shallot's bad?
Yeah.
Thank God. Hey.
Because I feel like if you cook it at a lower temperature, it doesn't curl up.
Yep.
Okay. There's coffee in here. How's everyone doing though? We're chilling. Made it to the weekend. Whatever y'all gotta do, be safe out here. Mm-hmm. Charlie's scanning the floor for
scraplings.
Mm-hmm. For scraplings. Lost food items.
Don't worry, bud.
We got you. Here comes Marley. Come on. Get up here, baby. I just fed you, honey. You can't. Yeah, we do have bread. I'll make some toast.
It'll be last minute.
Yeah. See, we've been buying like the half loaves of bread. Cause sometime we'll be planning on eating sandwiches and shit, and then we'll buy lunch meat and then it'll sit there because we don't eat sandwiches like that, really. But we do eat a lot of toast. I love toast with grape jelly on that shit.
I wish that you would be down for buying bread and freezing it. It lasts longer.
I would.
It lasts past the date on the package.
I think I would do the bread before I would eat meat that's been sitting in the freezer. I don't care.
Because sometimes they have the bread we like on sale, like two for whatever, and I want to buy two of them and freeze one.
Right.
And my mom used to keep the bread in the freezer, and then you would just put it in the toaster to, like, thaw
Ooh,
it.
Oh, yeah, that's decent.
So
that's
if you didn't want toast necessarily,
yeah,
you just put it in just for a little
Ooh,
bit.
This cup handle is hot as a bitch.
Woo.
I mean, and I love, just, shout out these port, my mom went to Puerto Rico, her and Jim, and they brought us back some, you know, a coffee mug. Love the coffee mug, but the handle is hot as a bitch. I damn near burnt my hand one day. I got to put like something around it, grabbing it out, but yeah. Okay. All right, toasting. Should I wait a few minutes on the toast?
Oh, toast. I still have to do the eggs.
Yeah, I'll wait on the toast. Yeah, we got 4 pieces left, so we'll have to order bread today. Okay. And we're going to finish breakfast though, and we'll holler at y'all later. Be checking for more episodes this weekend. And go Bucks. Go Bucks. It's a brand new season. Playoffs. Let's go. Right, Marley? She's sniffing the phone. Baby, you put your player in for today? The game started.
I did. Least favorite player.
Wait, what?
My least favorite player.
Who'd you put in?
Aaron Gordon.
You put in Aaron Gordon?
I don't want to.
Yeah, it's something about dude you don't like.
No, and I don't. And I don't want to have to rely on him when I need him.
Denver might go far though, but you,
I know,
but you know what?
I
think
the other Denver players.
That's true.
I just don't want to rely on
the
him.
Joker.
And then hate him even more.
You gotta save the Joker though for a minute.
Yes.
But the Lakers might beat Denver. The Lakers are playing Denver in the first round.
Go Lakers. I don't wanna have to rely on somebody I don't like.
All right, I gotta feed Marley.
Okay.
Yeah, I put in my two little players too, and playoffs start today, y'all. Ooh. All right, come on, Marley, I'm gonna feed you. Come on. Come on. All right, come on. All right. Okay.
There you go.
A little dry food. This Purina Cat Chow Naturals with added vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. This stuff's pretty, they like that. Marley likes it. She don't fuck with pate, like the wet stuff. Only like the flakes. Yeah, honey.
There you go.
Change your water.
All right.
There. We got 2 bathrooms in our apartment, right? So, like, one of the bathroom
that's in our room, or the ensuite, or whatever you want to call it. Marley done like pretty much took it over. I was telling them about how Marley's done taken over the bedroom bathroom. She acts like it's hers.
Tear him up, so she does. She gets like mad if you're in there.
Right. Anytime you go in the bathroom, she thinks like you're about to give her some food, or like, what are you doing in there? All right. Peace, y'all.
You aren't gonna just drive normal.
Exactly. Yeah, I can't stand it. Like, this person who's driving, right? They flew around us to get in front of us, and we're sitting at the light with them still.
That's hilarious.
Hi. It's a white lady, too. And it's not a black reckless driver.
And I hope the person in front of them drives less than this.
Hell yeah. Because for some reason, black people got the narrative of the reckless drivers. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
For the most part, like... It seems like don't matter what it is, like the city of Milwaukee gets the narrative for being like where all the bad shit happens. From driving to crime to...
And I wonder if it's because the most dangerous intersections are in...
Well, there's a lot of people though.
Yeah, but they're congested.
You know what I mean?
The streets are congested.
And part of that is because all this damn shit they're putting in, all these bike lanes and all these walking lanes. They're going to have dog walking lanes next. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is the other thing that's kind of bothering me. Why are they all up in Aisha Carr's ass? I was reading an article. They're all investigating her and shit.
The school board.
I mean, like, no, I was reading an article. I'm not making this up or just saying stuff. I read an article that said the Milwaukee County District Attorney was like investigating her and all this shit. Like, she's a criminal, man. Like, what the fuck, dude? Because she cares about the community and she's asking people questions and she wants to see receipts and paperwork and cares about it. They're all mad and shit because from what I read, I think they're just using that as a prop to get rid of her ass because they don't like her. It's like when someone black comes up and starts speaking out on stuff and wanting answers and calling out people that are fucking doing bullshit. It's like sometimes it's like they want to like get rid of us.
Is it because she's questioning?
And because she's a black woman. And I bet you, and you know what? Although it's probably some bougie black people that are in there that don't want her around. You know what I'm saying? It's the white people that are in charge. If you do the most digging, if you really do a super deep ocean dive, whoever initiated this investigation is someone up at the top, and I will be willing to bet dollars and donuts to somebody white. And now, and the black people that are just in that circle are the worker bees, and they're the ones putting in the work, doing all the digging, looking around and shit like that.
Well, is it because she's questioning what the school board is doing?
Yes, she's questioning, you know what I'm saying? And they don't like it. How dare you, black woman, question us?
But who's the school board
person? It's white people. They're running everything. Look at who the white people... I'm saying there's black staff. There's black, you know, like the superintendent, Keith Posey. He's black and all that. But he ain't running nothing. Look who they having to ask the money for the referendum.
But isn't he in charge white of people. The school board?
He ain't in charge, though. He's a figurehead. You know what I'm saying? But there's people over him. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm cracking.
And they're white. We're going to look. Okay. We're going to look.
Like, who's Keith Posley's boss?
Basically, who's Keith Posley's boss? But even sometime it don't even be that, though, because like I was saying, with the school referendum thing, no matter how you feel about it, right, whether you're yes or no, who, if it got it's got approved, right, it got approved. So who are the people that are giving out the check? White people, those business, that MM, the greater Milwaukee or whatever, because it was a white man out in front as a spokesperson talking about we need to see the books, where's the money going and all that. That's who it is. The white people, they're the ones who are really, really causing
wanting all the shit, and then you got this young black lady up there, you know what I'm saying, stirring the pot and shit, and they don't like it. They don't like it. That's what it really, really boils down to. They don't like this black woman up here. They're treating her, you know what they're kind of treating her like? A young Lena Taylor. Because, you know, some people don't like Lena Taylor. There's some black people that don't like Lena Taylor. That's why she didn't win mayor. Shout out Lena Taylor. I love the shit out of Lena Taylor. Because she was one of the only ones. When I was locked up, I've seen that lady in them prisons. I never, I'm saying, personally talked to her or nothing, but I've seen her in them prisons. She's got receipts of all the shit she's done tried to do for people locked up and stuff like that. Yeah, but that's what that's all that, you know what I'm saying? They don't want this young black female up in here causing a stir. You know what I mean? Because I could see somebody like Aisha Carr running for mayor, you know, in the future or something like that. Because she had a lot of people at that school board meeting backing her up. Because they were saying, like, them school board meetings and all that shit, they're usually empty. There's usually empty. You know what I'm saying? There's more coffee cups sitting around than people. You know what I mean? But there were a ton of people at this thing last night backing Aisha Carr. What she is, has signs of a leader.
What is her position?
I don't know exactly what her title. I know she's an educator and she works in the schools. You know what I mean? And that's all they want her to be, basically. Come here, teach these kids, or, you know, do whatever it is your job is, and that's it. Don't say nothing else. Don't do nothing else, or we'll get rid of you. Because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to ultimately just get rid of her. Because they're talking about disciplining her. No, they're setting her up just to get rid of her. They're not going to suspend her or discipline her and then have her come back. They're going to end up doing that, and they're going to end up getting somebody else, and this is going to end up being somebody white. Look at all the people. Look who the comptroller is, who controls the money, basically, or whatever. They're white. It's a white person now. The city attorney, they're a white person now. Like, they don't trust black people. Tierman Spencer, despite whatever... The stuff outside of work, whether he was doing stuff or not, I don't know. I ain't gonna say I don't care, but I don't know. But that he was doing a good job. He was doing a good job as a city attorney, though. Bullshit ain't nothing. But that's what I'm saying. They're getting rid of all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what my eyes are showing me.
I gotta read up on it because I don't know the players.
I think that's Evan Goyke or whoever. Some white dude, last name starts with a G. He's the new city attorney.
Right.
You know, remember when Jason Fields was running for comptroller? Why couldn't Jason Fields been comptroller? Because he's black, that's why. And the white people ain't going to vote him in. That's why they don't trust black people with money in this city. That's what it is. White people don't trust black people with money, and there's some black people that don't trust black people with money, whether they're fucking it off or not.
Well, and from what I...
You know what I'm saying? And then they got rid of the black lady that ran the Office of Violence Prevention or whatever and threw Ashanti Hamilton up there like he was going to change shit. Crime ain't going to change until the people that are doing the crime change. That's what that is, man. They need to stop with that shit, man.
And from what the conversation I have, is that a lot of teachers and parents.
And Nicole's a family member of ours, and she's a school teacher, so we're not just talking.
A lot of parents and teachers are asking the board, like, where's the money going? Because they already lost money.
And there's
money.
Nothing wrong with that.
Because they already lost money that they never figured out where it went. So that's why a lot of parents didn't want more money, because they aren't saying where it's going.
But too, like, but in reality too, though, like, I ain't gonna say, nah, I can't say the only people that referendum's gonna affect or the tax thing is gonna affect, because there's people that are renting now, like, it's, you
but
know, that's going
gonna
up
gonna
your rent's
up,
gonna go
yeah.
up too now, so, you know. But my thing is just like, at the end of the day, though, like, we can't say, oh, our kids are our future, but then don't want to
invest in them.
You know what I mean? Because, like, to me, it's like grown adults are really the ones fighting over this stuff. I feel like there's personal shit going on between just city leaders, state, you know, because they're the one, like, that's, I keep saying this shit, but, like, no one seems to.
And that seems to happen in every city.
Right, because the legislatures, the state capitals, are mostly run by Republicans. The state assembly and the state senate in Wisconsin, they're all run by white people. They're the ones that make the laws. They're literally the ones that write and create the laws here and send the money down here. They take a lot of our tax money, Milwaukee's tax money, and they invest it in other shit.
And everybody wants to know where the money's going, but, like, are you going to fix the infrastructure of the schools, right?
Right.
Like, most of the schools don't have air conditioning.
Well, that's what some of this money is going for. I just think some people don't think it costs that much.
Right, like,
that's what some of the shit is. Like, they see this high, stupid-ass number. And that number is high, but, like, how many schools? All that's getting dispersed out to, like, all these schools. It's not like this shit's going to five schools.
Like, when Nicolay upgraded their air conditioning and heating system.
Yeah.
Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And that's one school.
Just one school.
So imagine having to upgrade
five of them.
I was going to say just 10 schools.
Yeah. You were talking millions.
That could be, you know, $50 million.
Mm-hmm. Just think of a school, old school, like the whole electrical.
Right.
Needs to be fixing the whole fucking building because the wiring is from like 70 years ago.
You know, or if they want to upgrade their computer systems.
Right.
And so
the lead pipes, I'm sure that those have to be. I don't want my fucking kid drinking fucking water out the bubblers and shit where you can see the fucking rust.
And I think
collecting
that
on the shout out Pilcro Coffee. Sorry, baby.
I think that's where a lot of the money is going, but it's things you don't see, right?
But they need to, like, but if it is all that, the community needs
show,
that we need. We should be able to see that in writing.
Then show a balance sheet or whatever for what you.
We need to be able to see that in writing. It's a communication thing because then there'll be less of, well, this shouldn't cost that much, and where is this going? And where? Show us the book. Show us the money. That's communication.
It's kind of like when you're trying to.
A lot of this shit is communication.
It's kind of like when you're trying to upgrade your home, right? And you spend $75,000 on electrical and foundation issues. No one sees that. So, you know, you change the price, sale price of your home based on that you put in $75,000 worth of necessary repairs.
Yeah.
But no one, you can't physically see that.
Right.
So then people are like, $75,000, this house looks like shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it has all new electrical and a new roof. Or the foundation is now better. Your basement isn't leaking.
Just think
just to fix, like, my house, like, how the basement leaks.
That's what I was about to say.
To fix that would cost me over $50,000. So to get that money back, I'd have to add $50,000 to the sale price. But people would be like, you're trying to sell your house for $250,000?
Right.
This house isn't worth that.
Just the floors and the doors and all that shit that we had done.
God.
How much was that? That was
like
thousands of dollars. I mean,
$15,000.
$15,000 just for some doors.
And new flooring.
$15,000. I mean, obviously that's like chump change compared to the millions. But we're saying just for like five or six doors and flooring, like, that was thousands and thousands of dollars.
Like,
so just imagine
the floor in living room, dining room, hallway was $7,000.
Right, like, you know
that
what I mean?
Doesn't even I didn't even do the floors in the bedrooms.
That should be adding the hell up quick.
Yeah,
quick. Even when you go to the damn grocery store, I mean, this is on a very 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 lower scale, but even when you go to the grocery store, going in there, you come out, you're like, you got four bags and you done spent $190. You're like, I got like 15 items.
What if I just left the car like this?
Yeah. We are home from our errands. Yeah, we're just gonna make some breakfast. We're gonna order groceries. Cause Michelle may be on family duty, maybe.
Hopefully
her
not.
Son's stomach's acting up again, so she may have to run out there. We'll see, but
figure out what's going on.
Yeah, figure out what's going on with his stomach. It's his intestine. It's an intestine issue.
It's not normal to throw up for 10 hours straight.
Like, how can your body even handle that? It can't.
It starts freaking out.
Because, yeah, that's got your body is taking a major pounding when you're just throwing up
like
that.
The world's biggest panic attack.
Right. Yep.
And rightfully so.
We're home, y'all.
I'd be scared too if I couldn't stop throwing up.
All right. Get Charlie out of here. All right.
So this is the Statistical Atlas, and that is a website. And I pulled up specifically the map of race and ethnicity by county in Wisconsin. Once again, this is the map of race and ethnicity by county in Wisconsin. Because what I was thinking about, right, we were talking about we're probably going to go to Costco today. So Michelle went on and got a membership out there. So we're, you know, looking to like buy certain things in bulk or whatever, so we don't have to go to the store as much, you know what I mean, like 3 or 4 times a week, grabbing like odds and ends. So we're, you know, discussing like which one to go to, because we had talked about earlier on an earlier podcast, I think it was probably a few days ago, we were discussing should we go to the one in Pewaukee, the one in Grafton, and then I can't remember where the third one is, she said, but I think we decided on Grafton. And then my mind started just wandering, like, I wonder if there's any black people out there. I wonder if there's any black people working at the store out there. Because then I was like, if there is, it's probably one or two, you know what I mean? And that's about it. So then I was thinking, like, okay, if you are somebody black that happens to live in one of these counties, so what I went on and did is pulled up that map, right? This is the map of race and ethnicity by county in Wisconsin. So what I did, like, because on here it has each race. So you can click on white, Latino, black, Asian, mixed, other. Oh, they got a mixed category. This part, whoever created this, I'm gonna go on and say that they're probably like somewhere between like 45 and like and up, because that's a word we used to use. Like when we were kids, we call people mixed. Like I'm mixed, you know, I'm Mexican and black, so I'm mixed. But like if you were to call somebody mixed nowadays, and you know, 2024, they may be offended by that. So yeah, but yeah. But okay, so they got, oh, and then they have the other category. What's the other category? I've always been fascinated by that shit, other. So in the other category in Wisconsin, so this is race and ethnicity by each county in the state. And what's cool is you can click literally on each county, because you know we have 72 counties, so you can click on each county and it'll tell you the percentage, you know, of the makeup of whatever, you know, white, black, Latino, whatever you're clicking on, and it will tell you. So we're gonna just see the other category. So we're gonna click. So Sawyer County, 17.2% is other. Menominee County, 81.1% is other. So are they considering, dang, that's cold-blooded. So wait, is Menominee County, I'm gonna go on and say, that the 81.1% are Native Americans. You know what I'm saying? Those are probably gonna be natives. So why don't Native Americans have their own category? They were literally the first fucking people here in the United States. That's crazy. To the white man came and took their shit. Same thing like they did with Mexico. I don't know if some of you are familiar with that or whatever. Like, that's why this immigration and border stuff really upsets me. When it's the majority of white people that don't want Latin people here. You know what I mean? Because they feel like this is their land, this is their territory, you know what I mean? All these little fake lines and borders that we create. Oh, you can't be here. Let me see your papers. Calling people aliens. The only reason Americans over here, only reason we call people aliens is because those people are black and brown, people that don't speak English. Whether they're, you know, coming from Haiti, you know what I'm saying? Whether they're coming from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, wherever, you know what I mean? That's where that alien word comes from. Because they speak a different language. You know what I mean? That's one thing I don't like, is like when other people come over here, or other people, you know, it's like white people want to tell people, for the most part, white people. There's some black people that act like that too. They want to tell like Mexican people learn how to speak English and all that kind of shit. Why don't you learn how to speak Spanish? You know what I'm saying? Us as Americans, like, we're always telling people, all of us, every damn race. I mean, it's normally white people that do that, because it's the majority of them. They're always complaining and crying about stuff. But then when the attention's on them, the focus is on them, when other people are calling out their behavior, they don't like it, they get upset when the attention's on them. But yeah. So how are you not even gonna give Native Americans their own category? That's crazy as hell. So we're gonna click on white. So keep in mind there's 72 counties. So my thing is, it's like, okay, so like, where are black people working? Let's click on, because the whole damn state is pretty much pink. Like, so pretty much the entire state, if you were to just average the entire state outright, 80 to 99% of the state by race and ethnicity is white. You can go on there and look. This is the statistical atlas. You know, and then I clicked on Wisconsin. So I'm going to just click on county. What is this? Clark County. I'm just randomly, like, just touching the laptop because I got a touch screen laptop or whatever. So I'm just clicking on it. Clark County, 93.7% white. Waupaca County, 94.9% white. Taylor County, 96.5% white. Dodge County, 90.6% white. And see, here's the crazy thing about that, though. Remember how we were talking about how people that are locked up in them prisons out there? And there's two just in Dodge County. You got Waupun Correctional Institution, which is a max. And you got Dodge Correctional Institution, which is a max, which is also basically Grand Central Station for prisons. Anyone in the state, out of 72 counties, right? I don't care what state you're in. When you get sentenced to prison, you're going to Dodge. I don't give a fuck who you are. You're going to Dodge. When that Max Anderson, that creep that killed Sade Robinson, when he goes to prison, he's gonna go to Dodge, because that's where you get all like process and stuff like that. You know what I mean? They like figure out where you're gonna go, what prison, what needs you have, like if you have drug or alcohol needs, all that kind of stuff. You know, if you need sex offender treatment, if you need parenting classes, if you need, you know, if you got alcohol, stuff like that, you know, all that. They just assess what they feel you need. You know what I mean? Oh, and that's one thing too. For people that are in prison, because you never know who's listening to podcasts now, where people are listening to podcasts. That's one thing that's good about like over the air broadcasts and stuff like that, whether it's podcast or even like radio, you never know who's listening. You never know who's listening. But like, yeah, Dodge County, but so there's two prisons there. So everyone goes there, right? So my thing is, if it's 90.6% white, but you got, and we've read the numbers before, you got over 22, you got close to 23,000 people incarcerated in Wisconsin state prisons. I'm not talking about probation and parole. I'm talking about in locked up in prison, physically behind prison walls, whether it's minimum, medium, max, super max, you know what I'm saying? So between Waupun and Dodge, if you got, because I'm going to check, as a matter of fact, I'm going to check the population of Waupun Correctional, check the population of Dodge Correctional. But my point is, if you have, there's mostly black or brown people in prisons. So how can the county be 90.6 if you count all the inmates into your census? Because you know they do that. Anyone and everyone locked up in Waupun Correctional, Dodge Correctional, all of them are getting counted into the city's population. You can go look that up if you think I'm lying. So I just don't know how that number will, I mean, obviously there's a ton of white people out there. But Dodge County, like just if you add the amount of people up that are actually in Dodge County, I'd be willing to venture that they're the amount of people, like actually free people that live in Dodge County. Man, the numbers can't be too far off from the actual amount of inmates locked up in Dodge and Waupun together. I'm gonna pull those numbers up, excuse me, and add that. But yeah, that's fascinating to me. Like, so 90.6%. You go down to Milwaukee, Racine, 73.1% of Racine County is white. But people may not think that, because there's a lot of black people in Racine and Kenosha. I mean, in the city, you see what I'm saying? Let's go. Kenosha County, 76.7%. Still white. Forest County, 80.2% white. So, you see what I'm saying? White, they dominate and control everything. Oneida County, 95.3%. Let's just do one more random one. Greene County, 94.7%. But my thing is like, okay, so where are black people working? Where are black people working? Where? Where are we working? Here's another, Rock County, 83.6% white. I'm gonna just do one more, just randomly. I'm just randomly clicking on places. Outagamie County, 88.4% white. You know what I'm saying? So like, where are black people working? If you want me to go a little more southern, you know, what we would consider southeastern Wisconsin or whatever, Walworth County, 85.7% white. Okay, now let's go to black. We'll click on black. So this is black race and ethnicity by county. Black as a percentage of the population. It's like snow. If you look on the Wisconsin map, because when you click on the race, you know, it pulls the Wisconsin map up. You know, it has the Wisconsin state emblem, and then it has the counties that you, you know, are looking for. So there's literally only four that are even highlighted at all. The rest of the state is just white. It just looks like snow. And then they got the blue water. So I'm gonna click on this one. So Dane County is only 5.2%. You know what I'm saying? And most of the black people in Dane County live in Madison. Milwaukee County, where the most black people are in the state, right? 26.4% of the state is black. Black as a percentage of the population. Milwaukee County, only 26.4%. So we're still the minority. Even in the place where we have the most black and brown people, we're still the minority. And here's the other thing. That's why it's so important for individuals that are locked up in county jails, whatever county you are in, we need to start getting people getting voter registration going in these county jails. And we need to have the sheriff's office and these jail officials be better with communicating and doing their part with the ACLU here in Wisconsin. I talked with an attorney from the ACLU in Wisconsin. He called me back because I called them and was letting them know why this was important to me. I wanted to let them know if they could, come on my podcast and just share some information about what they do. I asked them what I could do to help, you know, spread more information and get some registration going in there in these jails. Because what a lot of people don't realize is, if you're sitting in a county jail and you're charged with something, I don't care what the crime is, you can vote. As long as you have not been convicted yet, as long as you haven't gone in front of that judge and he hasn't sentenced you to your crime, for whatever crime it is, you can vote. And your vote will still count. Like, let's say you went and vote. Let's say you were sitting in the county jail, wherever you are. Well, we'll just talk about Wisconsin, because I don't know how other states are. But in Wisconsin, say you're sitting in Milwaukee County Jail, right? Outagamie County Jail, Kenosha County Jail, Dane County Jail, wherever, right? Juneau County Jail, whatever. You're sitting in there, and you haven't been convicted of nothing. You're still going back to court. You're fighting your charge or whatever. But and voting time comes around, you can vote. You know what I mean? But the issue is, they don't bring voting booths in there. The jail officials don't spread the information like they're supposed to all the time. Because that attorney told me too, he said it's hard sometimes getting them to do their role. You know, because it's a partnership. You know, ACLU provides the information and stuff. You know, and then the jail officials are supposed to put the information up, whether it's physically, you know, in the hallways or whatever, in the buildings, or putting them on the units and stuff like that so people can see them, you know what I mean? And he said that they don't do that a lot, and it's hard and it's frustrating getting them to do their role, you know what I mean? But my point is, if you can vote, as long as you haven't been convicted. And even after you've been convicted, your vote still counts. It's not like they're gonna take your vote away once you've been convicted. As long as you vote before you have been convicted of that charge, your vote will count. So for people that ain't up on that, check into it. Check into your state to see specifically how that goes. But you know what I'm saying? My point is, that's a big chunk of people that aren't allowed to vote. You know, the prison population is like an unforgotten segment of voters. You know what I'm saying, guys, that are in county jails. How many damn people are sitting in these county jails? You know what I mean? And they're not voting. And I think sometimes people just probably assume they can't, just based off the fact that they're sitting in jail. You know what I mean? I get that, but you can. And that's a lot of people that aren't voting, and let's face it, there'd be a lot of Democratic votes, which is somebody who's gonna vote Democratic when I get off this paper. It's important to me. It's a lot of black and brown people. It's a lot of white people that are locked up in jails that would vote Democratic. You know what I mean? Because they're always crying about, you know, low voter turnout for black and brown. Well, that's some of the reason why. You know what I mean? Because between, you know, I'm the perfect example. You know, I'm out here working, paying taxes, but I can't vote. I want to, excuse me, I want to vote so damn bad, and I can't vote. So think of all the other people that are out on paper that can't vote until, you know, they discharge. You know what I'm saying? So between that, you know, and then people that are sitting in county jails that aren't getting a vote or aren't given the information or just don't know or, you know, whatever. And there's always going to be people that just don't want to vote. I understand that. But think of how many people that is between the prison, you know, people out on parole and all that stuff when they get out. Between them and people in county jails, think of how many people that is that aren't voting. You know what I mean? Because then we could carve into some of that, you know, low voter turnout, as they always say. Because they're always blaming black and brown people and shit. When our people don't win, they always blame it on us. But that's part of the reason. Think about that. Think about that and tell me that that doesn't make sense. So, like, where are black and brown people working, though? Okay, let's see what they got is mixed. We'll just go to Monroe County. So under the mixed category, it's only 1.64%. But you see what I'm saying? It's just like, foods, they got everything on here. So let's see, let's see who's getting food stamps. Let's see who's getting food stamps in these counties. Okay, so I pulled up the city of Waupun population, right? Because remember I was talking about Dodge Prison and Waupun Prison. And so let's see, the population of Waupun, not the prison. Well, we talked about that already, but just saying the city, the population of the city is 10,785 people. And that is in from 2022. It's pretty much the same thing, right? From now, maybe give or take a few hundred people, maybe at the most. So then it says, what are they known for? You know, when you're Googling down, people ask, what is Waupun known for? Prisons. Straight up, prisons. Okay, so then let's see Dodge. Okay, no. So yeah, the city of Waupun is 10,785 people. Now I'm gonna just look up the county. So the prison population at Waupun, so this is the amount of people that are locked up in Waupun Correctional Institution. And these are current numbers. So, but keep in mind too, the capacity for Waupun, they're only supposed to have 882 people in there. They got 1,241 people in there. So out of that 10,000 people that are in Waupun, so only we'll round that up. So like 2,000 of the 10,000 are people that are actually locked up. So in reality, there's only about 8,000 people in Waupun. See what I'm saying? So even with that, that can't even be 90%. Because remember when they said the race by popular in Dodge is 90%? It can't be 90% white. Well, all them black and brown people locked up in the prisons. Now let's look up Dodge Correctional Institution. I'm going to see how many people are locked up in there. So for Dodge, it says the Dodge Correctional Institution, designed to hold 1,165, is currently flooded. You hear what I'm saying? It says it's currently flooded. These are updated numbers too. Currently flooded with 1,594 incarcerated people. That's 1,600. Every single one of the state's 9 medium security institutions is overcrowded. I knew that. I've been telling you that. Because I've been to prison 3 fucking times. I've been to county jail. I've been, you know what I'm saying? So I know how this stuff works, unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? But I do. That's why when I'll be hearing this stuff. Oh, and here's another thing, too. Like, and it's mostly white people that I'm hearing crying about this stuff. Because I was seeing the commercials during like the political season last time, during the elections and all that stuff. It was last year when they were talking about the judges and they were trying to blame Tony Evers, trying to say he was letting people out of prison and stuff like that. Tony Evers don't let nobody out of prison. Tony Evers don't come around with the cell key and let people out and say, okay, you can go home, guys. Dude, don't do that. People need to stop with that. Excuse me, I'm about to go grab me another cup of coffee in the square. I'll be right back. Yeah, Tony Evers don't let people out of prison. Tony Evers does not release people out of prison. You know what I mean? Because, like, here, I'm going to tell you how it goes. So, like, when someone gets sentenced to prison, because there was a lot of people upset about the, like, getting life and all that and getting released and, you know, Tony Evers, you know, my so-and-so was killed and their killer was released and all this, right? Well, here's the thing. You got to blame the judges and the district attorneys, right? Because whoever's fighting for their, whether it's a public defender, who, like we like to call a public pretender sometimes, or even if it's a paid attorney or whatever, that lawyer is fighting for their client. They're fighting for their defendant, whether they, you know, done something wrong or not. They're fighting for their client, right? I mean, sometimes public defenders don't put the amount of work in that they should, you know what I'm saying? But that defense attorney is going to fight for his client. So he's not going to be trying to advocate for him to get a lot of time, right? So it's the district attorney and the judge are the ones that are pretty much deciding the amount of time or, you know, what the sentence is going to be pretty much. So my point is, between the district attorney recommending, let's say a guy kills somebody, right? And the district attorney and the defense attorney, like if the guy that's locked up, if he decides to plea bargain or whatever, or the DA is going to offer him a deal or whatever, if it doesn't go to trial or whatever, they're the ones deciding that. The defense attorney is going to take the least amount of time, whatever that prosecutor's talking about, obviously, because he's fighting for his client, right? So the prosecutor and the judge, they're the ones that want whoever the criminal they think is to get a whole bunch of time. So they're the ones that recommend it. And then, you know, they recommend it to the judge, because you know how when the judge is always saying before somebody gets sentenced, hey, you know, I don't have to, you know, go by the state's recommendation and all that. That's letting you know right there, like, he's the deciding person. Like, the judge decides what time they're going to get. Now, there are sentence guidelines and stuff like that. But you know what I mean? The DA recommends the amount of time, and then the judge decides if he's going to go with that, give him less, give him more, and they say that. They literally say that before they sentence the person. They let both attorneys know that, you know, when, if you listen back, I played the Goon Squad sentences. Those white dudes down there in Mississippi that were torturing black people and shit. The judge said it before he sentenced each one of them. You know, the state's recommendation, blah, blah, blah. I'm not bound to go by that and blah, 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 right? That's what all that means. He's letting you know I'm in control. So my point is, when the judge, someone kills somebody, and then the DA recommends life, and then the judge gives the person life, you don't cry if the person ends up getting released because they're seeing parole and probation. I'm talking about for someone that's before truth and sentencing started, because there are still people locked up that are going to see the parole board still. You know what I mean? If you were sentenced, because that's why my sentence is so long right now. That's why it's taking me so long to get off this paper, and I have so much of it. Because I was doing two sentences. I was doing a sentence before Truth and Sentencing started, which was in late 99. And then when I got out, I committed another crime, which was after 2000, which landed me under Truth and Sentencing. You see what I'm saying? So that's my point. There's still people in there seeing parole. So if someone gets released, let's say someone got sentenced to life, and let's say someone got sentenced to 70 years back in 1990, they're still seeing the parole board. So then if they end up getting released, you know what I'm saying, get out and they reoffend, do some bullshit, right? And then they come back, and then whoever that victim's family is going to say, oh, well, Tony Evers released him. No, he didn't. The parole board did, dude. Tony Evers ain't sitting behind the desk. Dude got released. My point is, maybe if the judge and the DA would have recommended life without the possibility of parole, and then the judge sentenced the killer or the rapist or someone that cut somebody's head off or whatever, because those are the ones I was hearing about. And it was white people saying, so there was one where someone's head had got cut off or some shit like that. The killer ended up getting released after a whole bunch of time, and he was crying about that. Well, the judge should have gave him life without the possibility of parole, and then he would have never got out to kill anyone else. So how are you going to be mad at Tony Evers for that? You know? And the prisons and shit are all overcrowded because of Scott Walker. He's the one who started Truth and Sentencing. Go look it up. I'm not sitting here making this up. You create all these things so people can't get out, right? But then you only have a couple programs for people to get out early. Boot camp and the earn release program. Unless they done come up with something else since the time I've been, I ain't heard or don't know nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, they're saying there's 1,600 people at Dodge. So that 1,600 inmates at Dodge, and I guarantee you out the 1,600, 1,200 of them are black and brown. Mm-hmm. And then you add up the Waupun, we're over getting close to 4,000 people. So you tell me how the population of Waupun, because Dodge Correctional was in Waupun. It's right down the damn street from Waupun. I've been there. Been there a few times, so I know what I'm talking about. So how's the population white? How's it 90% white in Dodge County when you have over 4,000 black and brown inmates in them prisons? And there's only 10,000. You're getting damn near close to about 40%, maybe in the high 30s, right? If I'm just doing rough math in my head. Now, I ain't even added the brown people up that are locked up there. So yeah, but we're gonna do some more of this. I'm gonna eat some breakfast, check in with Michelle, see what she's talking about. I think we're gonna go get some breakfast somewhere. And then shoot out to Costco. That's how this whole conversation started. But basically my point was just to see where black people are working, where they're living. Like, cause if you're, like, where are you working at? Cause like in the city here, where is somebody black? If you don't have a city job or some kind of, you know, really good job, lawyer, you know, like just, you know, health, you know, like a better type job, where are you working? And if not, you're just doing like what I call jobby jobs. You're just working at just you know, you're just getting by. Just, I mean, barely scraping. Those are jobby jobs. I've had a ton of them. You know what I mean? So you're just constantly spending money to pay bills and just to survive, right? You're just constantly. You see what I'm saying? But I'm gonna go get some breakfast in me. But yeah, we're supposed to shoot out to Costco and get some stuff. I may record some audio, you know what I mean? And just see how that experience is. See how people are treating, just see the vibe and stuff like that. Let you hear the vibe. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. And if I end up talking to somebody or about some stuff like that, you know, I always make sure, obviously, first that you ask people and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't ever play around with that. Anytime you hear me, like, having a conversation with somebody, like, on air, or you hear, like, I've asked them, or at least let them know, hey, I'm doing this for a podcast, are you okay with me, you know, recording this? And they say no or yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people would be like, oh, I just don't want my name on there. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not on video. It ain't like no one's seeing it. You know what I mean? That's another good thing about doing audio. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're recording stuff, you're talking and having conversations with people, they're going to be more accepting and willing to have a conversation with you. You don't have a camera in their face and their face ain't going to be on something. You know what I mean? People are a little more willing to have a conversation with you if they know it's just over the air. They don't have to worry about anyone looking at or seeing them. Yeah, so, but yeah, I'm gonna get out of here, finish this cigarette. I know it's a horrible habit. I don't want to smoke forever, but man, life's stressful. And we all do stuff. People drink to calm their nerves. I don't drink, don't do any drugs, you know, but people do stuff. This is what I do, smoke cigarettes, drink water, take my supplements, and listen to a lot of music, you know what I mean? And, but happy 420 day for those of you who are celebrating. Please don't smoke and drive. I can't stand that shit when people do that, man. Just wait to get to wherever you're going, man, and just smoke your brains out, man. But stop doing that shit. I could never understand that. And trust me, no one liked weed more than me back in the day. But yeah, it's just not important to me right now. You know what I mean? Because I got to get off this paper. But yeah, just don't smoke weed and drive, people, please. And with that, I'm going to get out of here. Got some John Coltrane going in the back, so I'm gonna just roll that for a minute for people that like jazz, and check in with y'all later. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening. NBA playoffs start today.
Keep telling them I'm like the 10th through 15th wonder. These niggas ain't listening to me. I just keep ticking, though. Don't matter to me.
If you feel down on your luck, well, let me talk to you. It don't matter to me. Could flow the walk, man. This the dark side. Rapper apartheid. Knowing I'm an MC, though. This a murder vibe. Gas tank is empty, though. Yeah, I can say peace. You can say peace. I'm so New York that I'm still praying for Dane peace. And Griselda, cause I'm an elder. And I so dope when these niggas was playing Zelda. Now it's Fortnite, my shit is Fortnite. Run up to Fort Knox, four cop with foresight. Or maybe I got five sight. Got my six sense in the seven, nigga, I'm godlike. Smoke an eight, holding a nine, nigga, the hard life. Always sleep next to a dime, nigga, the mob life. Rubber bands on the Benjamins. Gun in the holster, the middle finger's my sentiment. I'ma chuck the deuce if we cool, I'm still a gentleman. If you get cool with the snakes, you let the venom in. If you get cool with the rats, you get the same sense. Pause, nigga. No cop talk or dick talk. This is dirty block, filthy rich talk. Know the feds getting they picks off. Niggas heard you getting their bread, they let the clip off. Bitches heard you getting their bread, they suck the dick off. Nigga, I ain't mopping the floor, but this is swift. No liquid on the floor, but it's liquid on the floor. When we count it up, ashes and liquor on the floor. Yeah, the lower homie skinny, but the blicker by the door. You can fuck around, holding your ticker by the door. Look in your kids' eye and your watch hands. You ain't really got the time to play with the lock band. I'm a locksman, how to pick the lock in. Shoot the Glock like a dirty cop in the cop land. No liquid on the floor, but it's liquid on the floor. When we count it up, ashes and liquor on the floor. Yeah, the little homie skinny, but the blicker by the door. You can fuck around, holding your ticker by the door. Look in your kid's eye, in your watch hands. You ain't really got the time to play with the locksman. I'm a locksman, how to pick the lock in. Shoot the Glock like a dirty cop in the cop land.
So hard to chew. That was Styles P for you guys. Peace and blessings, and enjoy this morning, 420 Saturday edition. For those of you who celebrate, and if you do, don't go smoking weed and driving. I hate when people do that. In 2 years, I'll be doing the same thing. But for now, it's just coffee and music. Peace. Gotta get off this paper.